Well, throughout this national emergency, American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans organization as many American Legion posts close their homes and postponed events due to the coronavirus concerns. In typical Legion fashion, the American Legion has responded to the needs of many local communities by providing essential supplies, promoting buddy checks, and assisting veterans, military families, and service members with service claims and other benefits. And while I, like many others, are working from home, so is the leader, and I'm referring to Bill. Welcome, Mr. Bill. Bill Oxford. That's James W. Bill Oxford, sir. Yes?
Yes. Thanks, Mark. It's a privilege and an honor to represent the 3.3 million members of the American Legion family. Our post might be closed, but we're still out there. The programs are still working. We're still serving America's veterans.
Well, you're in Lenoir. Is it North Carolina?
That's correct.
Okay, and you're regularly convening teleconferences with the Legion representatives from all 50 states and five regional departments. I bet you find that a bit of a challenge.
It really is. We use all of the digital means. I mean, Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, teleconferencing, telephones, Facebook, Twitter. All of those things are part of the arsenal that we use to stay in contact.
Well, apparently you have directed your Washington staff to continue regular communication with top officials from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, the White House, Congress, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Labor as well.
Absolutely. Those folks in our D.C. office are still hard at it. They're working from home, but they are still hard at work representing America's veterans.
Well, share some of the issues, Commander, if you would, that the American Legion has focused on at this particular time.
Well, you mentioned the fact that we have recommended that Legion posts close. That's their bars and canteens and restaurants and different things like that. But we still encourage Legion posts to continue their programs. And that's who we are and what we do is our American Legion programs. But as we consider the reduction of that physical contact, we still encourage posts to stay in contact with their members, and we use a program called Buddy Check. You mentioned that, but if we go back to the World Wars, there was a term called Battle Buddies, where you were concerned and worried about the person in the foxhole next to you. But our Buddy Check program is a way to maintain contact with the veterans in your post. And it would surprise you the things that we find out when we make those phone calls. It's a way to make sure those veterans realize they still matter, we still care about them, we're still working for you, still trying to do the things that'll make your life easier and better. But that just a couple of things that we found out from our buddy checks. We've had Legionnaires make trip to the grocery store to pick up groceries. We've had Legionnaires make a trip to the pharmacy to pick up medical supplies. We've had Legionnaires go to a home and roll the garbage cans from the street back to the house. So those are just some of the things that we've been able to do and find out when we make those buddy check calls. It's a way to maintain contact and let those veterans realize, hey, we're still here, we're still care, and still want to do anything we can
well,
to make
word.
Your life easier.
Because the senior citizens, I mean, they're especially vulnerable to the harmful effects of this nasty coronavirus. PTSD impacts veterans of all ages, and family members of deployed service members also face the additional burden. So that's a fabulous job. Now, should American Legion posts close, do you think, due to the public health threat?
Well, that's our biggest concern. We don't want to expose anybody to a health threat. So we have recommended that Legion posts close and reduce that physical contact. But they still need to maintain contact, and I talked about the buddy check. But, yeah, it's probably the right idea to close those Legion posts right now.
Okay. Now, how has the American Legion adapted, really, to this new environment? You know, job opportunities. You do so much good work. And, you know, you must be like your hands tied behind your back in a lot of ways, Commander.
Well, the digital age is here and with us. and it has allowed us to do a lot of things from home. And this is not just the American Legion, but it's the American workforce. There are many, many opportunities to maintain contact and keep doing our job. When we think about the things we ask Congress for America's veterans, we're still able to maintain those contacts and keep doing those things. But, I mean, Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, the teleconferencing, all of those have allowed us to continue to do American Legion business, even though the actual physical contact between veterans is not as much as it was.
Just so my listeners understand a little bit more, why are veterans hit especially hard by the economic downturn?
Well, if we consider veterans, they do face specific issues. I mean, we can talk about PTSD or isolation, depression, the health care that they receive, the environmental issues they faced. If we think about or consider Agent Orange for Vietnam, or the burn pits, or the other environmental toxic exposure that they've been exposed to. But that's just why veterans have been especially hit by the economic downturn. We've offered assistance. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, you're right on that one. I didn't mean to intervene. But how active will the American Legion be during this upcoming election then?
Well, as you know, the American Legion is a non-political organization. We do not endorse political candidates or parties. Our Constitution doesn't allow it. But we, as Legionnaires, are encouraging our Legionnaires to discuss, research the issues and the candidates, and most of all, vote. That's the biggest thing we can do. But a post sometimes has the opportunity to rent its facility to a campaign event, but that's not to be confused. It's a candidates forum to give the candidates a chance to discuss their views and opinion. But it's not an endorsement by the American Legion.
No. Well, and going back on that job opportunities bit, just in case that was missed before for veterans, I mean, this economic downturn caused by the COVID-19 pandemic has made it particularly challenging. But the American Legion, folks, you know, it's continuing to assist veterans who are seeking employment, business loans, or other career opportunities. You've got to stay in touch. This is the message, isn't it, Commander?
Yes, sir, it is. Stay in touch. Follow the Legion website. And you can also follow us at legion.org. That's the worldwide website for the Legion. But we also have Facebook and Twitter. And any of those social medias, you can follow the American Legion.
Well, yep, that's great, because we do need it all. Now, that's www.legion.org. That's the address for the website. And probably the best one to go to. Everything's on there. You know, I still have trouble with Facebook, God knows what, and all the others. But you can't go wrong with a website, can you?
That's true.
So let's just go over quickly the GI Bill again. Why is the American Legion so closely associated with the GI Bill?
Well, Mark, the original GI Bill, going back to 1944, was the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, and it was written by the national commander of the American Legion at that time, Harry Clomery. He wrote the GI Bill and carried it to Congress, and they had the foresight to create the original GI Bill. So we had a hands-on responsibility for creating it, and like to say that was our baby. And just for your listeners' information, that was called the greatest social legislation ever passed. So we do continue to support the multiple iterations and other issues as the GI Bill is upgraded and renewed periodically.
And a fantastic job as well. Remember that. Before we close, folks, www.legion.org. Vietnam War veteran James W. Bill Oxford. He was elected national commander of the nearly 2 million member American Legion, August 29, back in 19 in Indianapolis, during the organization's 101st National Convention. And he's been a member of the nation's largest veterans organization since 1986. And we thank him again for the time given. Thank you, Commander. A pleasure speaking with you as always.
Mark, it's certainly my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Goodbye now.